Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Time and chance are two powerful forces that shape our lives. God wants us to use our time wisely. Understanding the concept of time and chance and how to make the most of them is crucial for living a fulfilling life. As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the topic, time and chance. Our Bible text is from Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to 16.
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to 16. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise but as wise, verse 16. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
Time is a precious gift from God, and it is important that we use it wisely. Every day presents new opportunities for us to grow in faith, serve others, and bring glory to God. But with so many demands on our time, it can be easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of life and miss the opportunities that God has placed before us. Our Bible text in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to 16 warns us about how we use our time. It says, "Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." God wants us to be time managers and make the most of our time. And making the most of our time means we must understand what to do per time. Do you make the most of your time today? 1 Chronicles 12:32 talks about the sons of Issachar. It states, "From the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, 200 leaders, with all their relatives under their command." This passage highlights the importance of understanding the times and making good use of the opportunities that come our way. The sons of Issachar were distinguished by King David for their ability to understand the times and to know what Israel should do. Their ability to discern the times made them valuable leaders in a time of uncertainty. They were able to see the bigger picture and to make wise decisions based on their understanding of the current situation. In the same way, we too must strive to understand the times in which we live. What decisions do you make today? Do they impact positively on your life and time? The world is constantly changing and we must be able to adapt to new situations in order to make the most of the opportunities that come our way. The Bible reminds us that there is a time for everything. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. The gift of discernment is valuable in times of uncertainty and it is important to use it to make wise decisions. However, most people are so preoccupied with their personal daily lives that they cannot properly discern the times. We must learn to look beyond our own personal concerns and to see the bigger picture. We must be attentive to the world around us and to the signs of the times, so that we can make the most of the opportunities that come our way. As a believer, can you discern or do you ask God to guide you in your decisions so that you can use your time wisely and make the most of every opportunity? Jesus rebukes his generation for their inability to discern the times. He points out that they are able to discern natural things, such as the weather, but they fail to recognize the spiritual shift that was happening right in front of them. In Luke chapter 12 verse 54 to 56, Jesus said, "Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time?" This words of Jesus raises an important question for us to consider. Are we also guilty of missing the spiritual shifts that are happening in our own lives and in the world around us? How do we discern the times? And how do we use our time to be attentive to the spiritual shifts happening in our lives? From Luke chapter 12 verse 54 to 56, we can see that the people could read the signs of the weather and nature, but they could not discern the spiritual signs that were happening in front of them. Similarly, in our own lives, we may be so caught up in our daily routines that we miss the spiritual signs of things happening in our lives. God wants us to understand the time not only from the physical sense but also spiritually. Let's ask ourselves how we use our time. Are we using it to discern the spiritual shift happening in our lives, or we are too preoccupied with our daily routine to pay attention to the spiritual signs? Time and chance are two powerful forces that shape our lives, and we must be careful with them. Time is something that we can never get back, and once it's gone forever. It is a precious gift from God that we must use wisely. On the other hand, chance is the unpredictable element in life. It can bring unexpected opportunities or challenges, and it is often difficult to know how to respond to it. The Bible teaches us that time and chance are ultimately in God's hands. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 33 says, "The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord." This means that even though we may not understand the reasons why things happen, but we can trust that God is in control and that He has a plan for our lives. Today, how can we use our time wisely as believers? One way to make the most of our time is to be intentional about setting aside time each day to spend in reading the Bible. This daily discipline helps us to stay grounded in God's Word and to hear His voice as we go about our day. Another way to make the most of our time is to seek God's face and revelation through prayer on important things of lives, so we would not waste our time doing the wrong things. God can give us revelation on what to do and how to do it. This saves us the agony of wasting important time and part of our lives chasing shadows. As believers, this message is a call to us to understand the time and be responsible as time managers. We should make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Let's use our time wisely, following God's direction in everything we do. It is God who is in control of our time, and we must trust Him and His plan for our lives. Take some time to reflect on these today. How am I using my time to discern the spiritual shift happening in my life? And how do I make sure that I'm attentive to the spiritual signs in my life and in the world around me? Am I sure that I am discerning the times and using my time wisely? Ask yourself these questions and tell God to give you the grace to make the most of your time as from today. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today with hearts full of gratitude for the gift of time. We thank you for the opportunities that come our way each day, and we ask for your wisdom as we seek to understand the times in which we live. Today, help us to discern the spiritual shifts happening in our lives and in the world around us. Give us the wisdom to know what we should do and the courage to take action. We also pray for the courage and determination to use our time wisely, to be attentive to the spiritual signs in our lives, and to make the most of every opportunity that comes our way. We thank you for your faithfulness, and we trust in your plan for our lives. Bless and favor us today, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Exodus chapter 1, chapter 2 and chapter 3, and for the evening, Matthew chapter 16 verse 13 to 28. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.